This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 7 Pentecost Friday. First posted July 4, 2008, Acts 14, 8-23. Mistaken for God's, paraphrase, John Paul's first missionary journey, at Lystra, in what is present-day Turkey. He encountered a man whose feet were crippled and who had never walked. Paul looked intently at the man, and seeing that he had the faith to be healed, told him to stand up on his feet. The man rose and walked. When the crowd saw what had happened, they hailed Paul and his companion, Barnabas, as gods, Hermes and Zeus, respectively. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, came with garlands and with oxen to offer as a sacrificial feast to them. Paul and Barnabas spoke to the crowd, telling them that Paul and Barnabas were mere mortals, like themselves. Paul and Barnabas had brought them good news, gospel means good news, specifically the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they should turn from futile idolatry to the one true, living God, the creator of heaven and earth and everything in them. Until this time, God had allowed the nations to pursue their own ways, although God had provided testimony to his existence and nature through creation. He gave them rain and harvest, providing them with food and gladness. So Paul and Barnabas barely restrained the people from offering sacrifices to them. Paul had been persecuted by Jews in the previous villages of Iconium and Antioch, and Jews followed him to Lystra and incited the people to stone Paul and leave him for dead outside the city. But when the disciples gathered around Paul, he got up and went back into the city. The next day Barnabas and Paul went on to Derbe. After preaching the gospel and making many disciples, they returned through Lystra, Iconium and Antioch, encouraging the new disciples and exhorting them to be strong in faith, knowing that they would experience trials on the way to God's eternal kingdom. After prayer and fasting, the missionaries appointed elders in each church, and then left, having commended them to the Lord in whom they believed. Commentary: notice that when the people of Lystra mistook Paul and Barnabas for gods, the missionaries refused to accept their worship. But Jesus, when his disciples equated Jesus with God, did not correct or rebuke them, Matthew 16:16-18, John 20:28, because Jesus is God in human flesh, the Son of God, Colossians 2:8-9. God is the one and only true, living God, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. God hears and has the power to answer prayer. See conditions for answered prayer. Sidebar, top right. Loving and serving anyone or anything as much as or more than God is idolatry. All other gods are idols, the creation of the hands and minds of humans. Idols can't even do anything for themselves, but become a burden to their human creators. Some modern idols are wealth, power, success, pleasure, career, family, and home. Creation testifies to the goodness and wisdom of the Creator. God allowed the people of earth to pursue their own ways until the coming of the Messiah, Christ. At the perfect moment in history, Jesus came into the world to fulfill God's purpose, to become the one and only sacrifice, for all time and all people who are willing to receive it by faith, obedient trust, acceptable to God, for the forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, and our restoration to fellowship and eternal life with God in his eternal kingdom. Now that God's character and plan for creation have been revealed in Jesus Christ, we are accountable to him for what we do with the good news of the gospel. God overlooked our former spiritual ignorance, but from now on, our response to the gospel has personal and eternal consequences for each of us. Those who cannot recognize spiritual truth in the Bible and in Jesus Christ will be eternally condemned by their unbelief, John 3:18-20. People will either love, trust and obey Jesus, or they will hate and refuse to trust and obey him, and will seek to destroy him. If people hate and try to destroy Jesus, they will treat his disciples no better. The people of Lystra were pleased to welcome Paul and Barnabas because of their power of physical healing, free health care. But when Paul began to rebuke their religion, their idolatry, they became angry enough to attempt to kill him. The only reason they didn't succeed is because God did not allow it. Paul was carrying out the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, Luke 24:49, Acts 1:4-5, 8, which Jesus gave to his disciples, to make, born again, disciples of Jesus Christ only after they had been born again, John 3:3-5-8. Paul is the prototype and illustration of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we all can and should be. Paul was making disciples. Paul had been discipled by a born-again disciple, Ananias, Acts 9:10-15, until Paul was spiritually reborn, Acts 9:17-18. And then immediately Paul began to proclaim the gospel, Acts 9:20-22. God's word prophesied that Paul would suffer greatly for the gospel, Acts 9:16, and that prophecy was being fulfilled. Paul told the new believers that they would also have to withstand trials in their spiritual walk. Paul chose congregation leaders by the direction and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He chose leaders God knew would be born again disciples. Everyone who believes, trusts and obeys Jesus will be reborn by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.